Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Welcome back to Toast and Jam as we kick off the month of October, or as we rock and rollers would call it, Rocktober, right, Paul?
Exactly.
A little Rocktober. Favorite rock tune. What was it?
Favorite rock tune.
Yeah, favorite rock tune.
Like rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Carpenters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
rock and roll.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got so many of them.
I'm going to pick one. Pick one back into the 70s. Uriah Heep. Remember Uriah Heep?
Yeah.
Easy Living.
Okay.
That's what it is. Easy Living.
Okay. Well, I think, didn't Vanilla Fudge did a version of Keep Hanging On by the Supremes? They did a nice version of that.
They did.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Okay. All right. I'm Tim Oast, the toast part of this podcast, and here he is, Paul McDonald. We call him Jam.
That's me.
That's you.
That's me.
Good to see you again.
You too.
From the 1047 Studios, Toast and Jam is sponsored by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang Agent, and the North Dakota Army National Guard. We thank our executive producer, Eric Kringley, that big voice at the beginning.
The boomer.
Yeah, and we have another heavy hitter guest this week.
Yes, we do.
Vietnam War veteran, and one of my golf partners on the Senior Golf League.
We're Butch. Sorry.
Butch Flath, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And again, you can move in on that microphone, just almost like you're going to kiss that microphone. But
well, you can do that too, but I strongly discourage it.
Yeah. We're going to talk the Honor Flight here. You just got back from the Veterans Honor Flight, Washington, D.C. First of all, Butch, tell us a little bit about where you grew up, where you went to high school, that kind of thing.
Okay, I grew up in Buffalo, North Dakota, graduated from Buffalo High School. I was in the military. As soon as I graduated, I went in the Army.
Now, did you sign up or did you get drafted?
I signed up for the Army. I left on June 10th of 1962. I went to basic training in Fort Leonardwood, Missouri.
A little warm and humid down there, I bet.
Yes, and then to Fort Gordon, Georgia, which is warm and humid. And that was right about the time of the Cuban crisis.
Okay.
I left Georgia and I went to California, got on a troop carrier ship for 31 days. I ended up in Korea.
In Korea.
In Korea.
And, of course, Korean conflict is over by then.
Right. I was there for 13 months. Came back in November of 63, and I was stationed in Fort Huachuca, Arizona.
Just hot. It wasn't humid. Yeah.
Oh, just hot there. I was there, I can't remember exactly what time I left, but I left there in 64, and I went to Vietnam.
Now, what was your involvement in the Vietnam War?
I was stationed up in Pleiku, which is in the central highlands of Vietnam. A lot of the Mountain Yard tribes were around that area. And I think it was called Operation Backdoor, where we are setting up communications throughout South Vietnam. They had to do it over the air, because if they used cables, the Viet Cong would just cut them. And I was in the helicopter unit. There was 235 people in that unit. And on February, I think, 7th, we were the first all-American compound to be attacked over there. And they wounded 100 and killed 10 people. And that was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
And you were in that compound.
And I was working that night. Mm-hmm. And
so you lost some friends in that one.
We have lost friends. And I was in communication, so people didn't have names. They had call signs.
Okay.
But the medics were just all over the place trying mm-hmm. to save what they could. Mm-hmm. And after that, we filled a lot of sandbags and more sandbags. And then I left Vietnam in August of 65.
How many months in Vietnam?
About a year in Vietnam.
Okay.
When I came back, I went to college. I went to Dawson Junior College in Glendive, Montana for 2 years. I transferred to NDSU and finished my BS degree at NDSU. Upon graduation, I was a teacher at West Fargo from 70 to 75. And during the summers, I would do electrical work. And my first teaching contract was for $6,200 a year. And in 3 months doing electrical work, I could make more than that.
You know, Butch, that was almost as good as radio.
Yeah.
That was pretty close to what I was making, too.
What young people don't realize, when I worked at a farm when I was young, for $5 a day.
Right.
They said, well, but things are cheaper. Well, they were cheaper, but you could buy about the same things today with right. what you're making.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Now, we mentioned Buffalo High School. I would imagine there's still some records hanging up in Buffalo High School. They say Butch Flath.
Well, there was one.
Only one?
Only one.
Well,
I imagine some of those records were broken, you know, some of the older ones, but there's one that still stands.
One kind of sticks to my mind. This one guy, I think he broke the record, the high jump record at 5'9". And this, can I say his name?
No.
Was Jack Hoffman.
Okay.
And I said, Jack, I jumped 5'11 at state in 1962.
How does 5'9", how's that the record?
So I actually had the record until this young man by the name of Howitz, I don't know if the son's name.
Okay.
He jumped 5'11 or 6 foot.
Okay.
So I held it for quite a while, and I had the long jump record for a while. I played basketball and football.
Okay.
I actually could have went to NDSAC College and played football with a scholarship when I graduated from high school, but I went into service.
Yeah.
I probably would have flunked out if I would have went at that age.
Butch, how many veterans made the trip to Washington, D.C. this year from Valley City?
I only know two other people from Valley City that went.
Okay.
And I was on Alpha Flight, and they were on Bravo Flight. There was two planes going. I didn't really ever... I saw them twice all the time.
Okay.
Because everything on that flight was scheduled. Everything was by the numbers. They did a great job. You landed. You got in. The buses were all lined up. You had a color. You went to that bus.
Pretty tight, like the service.
Oh, it was really tight. The people, caregivers, that people that could just go along,
mm-hmm.
and then they had people that were just they volunteered for it.
Yeah,
and they had to help. There was a lot of wheelchairs. There were probably 60 wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. The oldest person was 97.
Mm. World War II.
He was a World War II. That's about as young as you can be
right.
to be in the World War II.
Right.
I would guess the average age, I'm guessing middle 70s there.
Hmm. Okay.
And some people were in pretty good shape. Some people weren't in good shape.
Mm.
But we went to every military thing at. We went to Lincoln Memorial, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, Arlington Cemetery, watch the changing of the guard.
That's quite a sight, isn't it?
Oh, it's just, everything's by the number there.
Yeah.
You can see those guys marching. Everything's identical.
What is it, 20 steps?
21.
21 steps. 21.
And then they stop.
Stop.
For 20 seconds.
Right.
And it is 20 seconds. And they keep doing it. I think they change every 30 minutes.
Okay.
And that is everything by the numbers when they change. And they do that 24/7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those guys train for quite a while to be able to do that.
Right, yeah. So Alex Bitz and Tom Odegaard joined you on this trip, right? Okay, from Valley City. How many days in D.C.?
We left on Sunday and came back Tuesday night.
Okay, so a full schedule all the way through. A lot of walking, you said.
A lot of walking. There's way too much to try and really take in that length of time. Mm-hmm. What I wish every young person should go and go to the FDR thing and read all the inscriptions on the wall from the Civil War, the War of 1812, to World War II, and read everything and come back to the home and look around and see what they have because of other people mm-hmm. fighting for this.
Yeah, yeah. And I understand there's a waiting list on the honor flight.
I think they have maybe 700 or 800.
Wow.
Wow.
That is, how did you get connected on the flight?
The Vietnam veterans just came eligible about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Before that, it was the Korean War. And now it's mostly Vietnam veterans.
Sure.
Vietnam era veterans. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to be in country. You just had to be in the military from 64 to 75.
Okay.
And it's an honor to be able to go on it. And then the return flight, when you landed in Fargo, you come off up high and you have to go down the escalators to get to the lower level. When you walk through that door, it's all lined with military personnel, all shaking your hand. You walk down the steps and it's
a sea of people. 10,
15 deep of people mm-hmm. all cheering you on. And you make a right turn all the way to the end of the luggage. It's just packed. Cheering you, shaking your hand, and it was a welcome back that the Vietnam veteran did not get.
Right.
Because nowadays, the Guard goes as a unit. Mm-hmm. They return as a unit, mm-hmm. and they're all together. When I was discharged, I was all by myself. Yeah. I had to wear a military uniform when I flew, and people would just flip you off.
Yep, yep.
So it's a lot of difference, and it's really emotional. I'm not really an emotional person, but walking down that flight and seeing all those people clapping and cheering you on, it's really pretty emotional.
It's sad it took 60 years to get that kind of a welcome.
Right.
For you, 60 years. For some, it'd be 50, depending on when they came back. I had a brother that was in the Philippines during the Vietnam War, and same thing.
And nobody really... Yeah, it was different back then in the military compared mm-hmm. today because the draft ended in 75.
Right.
So now they rely on the National Guard.
Yep.
Now, Butch is also an avid fisherman, golfer, bowler. He's, 81?
Yes.
81. He golfs like he's 51.
So you've shot your age before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to. I don't know if I can live that long.
You've come close. You've come very close, though. There are a couple times he was in the mid-80s, and he's come close.
All right.
So that, and again, he's also keeping busy with grandkids. You got all kinds of grandkids playing sports.
Well, I have some step-grandkids, and I had to drive to Minneapolis to watch him play a baseball game. He's 11 years old. It was 10 years old now.
Right.
And that's Ryan and Amy Egbert's son.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, I left at 5 in the morning, drove down to my son's place to get there at 10 because his daughter is 5 years old. They had a birthday party.
What about the golfer in your family, the one that had that nice experience this summer? Oh.
Amy's a middle boy, Stellan, was invited to play in a PGA Junior Scramble tournament.
Okay.
And it was a pro and three young guys, and they won the tournament in Minneapolis.
Nice. Very nice.
So he's keeping busy. Butch is always busy.
Absolutely.
And now it's bowling, and he's starting to roll the ball.
Is that the Old Settlers or the high-low, or which league are you in?
The senior
one?
And that's at 1 o'clock on Monday.
Okay.
And there's probably 10, 12 guys that bowl in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, we do want to thank Butch for stopping in, sharing his story on the honor flight and some of his past experiences.
And his service.
We do thank you for your service, always.
Well, thank you.
And we're going to go over the Pick 6 contest next. But first, a word from the North Dakota Army National Guard. Now, Butch has a connection there, too.
Yes, Amy, she was a combat medic over in Iraq. She was awarded the combat medal and also the Bronze Star over there. She was in the Guard for 20 years and retired as a captain.
Okay.
So nice.
She is a veteran.
Nice. She went along with you, right,
she
on the flight?
She went along with me as my caretaker.
Okay.
Very nice.
Wow. Well, I can tell you about the National Guard, too.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he already knows all
this.
Well,
he does, you know. And a lot of kids, you know, going out of high school don't know what they're going to do.
No.
You didn't know what you were going to do.
No.
And you joined the Army, you know?
It's like Amy, she went through 4 years of college. She got out with no debt.
Exactly.
Right.
If that's not a commercial, there. That's your commercial right there. I don't have to say a whole heck of a lot more because you can have an enlisted soldier, commissioned officer.
Health is covered.
Health is covered. And she came out probably with a degree, with a trade. You know, when she got to graduate, she had a trade.
And a little pension, too.
And a little money, yeah.
She's an RN at Abbott Northwestern in Minneapolis.
Wow. Okay.
Very good.
There you go.
Okay. Well, North Dakota Army National Guard, a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
We have a local recruiter, but you have a number there that they can call.
Well, we have a couple of numbers. The 800-GO-GUARD, one number, and then 701-253-1030. And that almost sounds like a Jamestown number, but 701-253-1030 or ndarmyguard.com is another place you can check it out.
One of our fine sponsors. Pick 6 football contest. Should we run down what? We had a winner, didn't we?
We had three that went 5-1.
Okay.
And Lisa Liebersbach was our overall, got herself a $50 gift card to Didier's Ag Center.
It's a gas card.
Mm-hmm. And she was 5-1. And you know what's funny? Only one person out of all the entries picked the Highlanders to win.
She was it. And we went with the Highlanders.
And we went with the Highlanders, too. Yeah.
We were 5-1?
We were 5-1.
Okay. Well, let's see. What about this week? Who do we have? Highlanders?
Well, the Highlanders host Bismarck St. Mary's here coming up on Friday night.
We got to go with the Highlanders.
Well, stick with them. I mean, they're the hot team right now.
They're getting votes.
They're getting votes. They're 2-3 right now. 1-0 in the West region.
Okay.
So they got St. Mary's coming to town. VCSU Vikings on the road at that naughty place out west in Dickinson.
I spent a little time there, I guess.
Out of Dickinson State. They take on the Blue Hawks, who are ranked 22nd. In the nation. They just took care of the Jimmies here last week, 42-6.
Ouch.
Out there at the Bijou Center. NDSU.
It's rivalry week.
NDSU,
this week.
North Dakota. They're playing at the Alaris Center, isn't it? Or is this at the Dome, at the Fargo Dome?
This is in the Dome.
At the Fargo Dish?
You might want to ask Butch who's going to win that game. You know, he's got that bison tie.
An Aggie.
Huh?
He's probably an Aggie. Were they the Aggies back in the day? The North Dakota State, because there was an ag school originally.
It was just the AC.
AC?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if they had
a nickname back then.
Nickname?
I think it was the Aggies, though.
I think it might have been.
That's before
that
the Bison.
Easier. We'll just call ourselves the Aggies.
Yeah. Okay. The Minnesota Vikings, they're in London. They take on the Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Mr. Rogers.
Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, huh?
Hmm?
I don't know about that.
No, they'll take the Vikings will win. They like going over to London and winning. We didn't pick NDSU or UND. I know where you're going to probably
I'm going to go with UND.
And I'm going to pick NDSU just because I want to be opposite you.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And of course, my brother, who was a UND grad, is probably, if he listens, he's not going to be happy with me.
We have a split family. Nancy's family is split. UND, two NDSU.
That's just bad parenting.
It's never good at Thanksgiving.
No, not. And then the Vikes, and yeah, I think the Vikes are going to beat the Jets.
What is our sixth pick?
Well, we've got,
game?
And of course, I didn't write it down right here because being that NDSU and UND are playing one another,
mm-hmm.
we kind of had to go an extra pick. So the Gophers, are on our pick this week because they take on, and this is a Big Ten game, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around this one. Southern Cal. They're playing Southern Cal in a conference game. That just doesn't work for me anymore.
And Southern Cal has this reputation of really looking flat in the first half, and then they come back and kick butt the second half.
And it is in at Huntington Bank Stadium. It's in Minneapolis.
Okay.
But that's one of our wild cards. And I'm got to take USC. I just saw what they did here was against Wisconsin the other day with that Moss at quarterback. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty tough.
Yeah.
How do we get those picks in?
Well, you get those picks by a couple of ways. You can just stop by here. Of course, in Monday's edition, e-edition, or again in our Tuesday, in today's hard copy, you just fill it out, cut it out, and drop it off here at the Times Record at 146 3rd Street Southeast here in beautiful downtown Valley City. Mm-hmm. You can go to timesonline.com, the Valley City Times Online email address.
Okay.
My brain isn't functioning right now. Normally doesn't.
You got a lot on your mind.
Yeah. And that's where you can do it. And then I go through it on Sunday night. And, of course, we won't have any Monday night games because we got to pick the winner on Monday morning.
Yes.
And we get that to us. You have until 5 o'clock on Thursday to get it in. We do fudge a little bit because we don't have any Thursday games usually.
Not anymore.
No.
We did at the beginning of the year.
Beginning of the year we did. So that's probably why we made it Thursday at 5. But
right.
Just get them in before Friday night high school game. We're good to go.
We're good to go.
Yep.
You got it. Maybe a little recap on high school and college, VCHS and VCSU, other sports.
The Highliners boys tennis lost their play-in match to the Packers 3-2 here last night on Monday night in their play-in match. Now, they still have the individual tournament coming up this week for the Highliners in the East region, in the EDC. Volleyball, home tonight against Fargo South. Lost in 3 to the South earlier this year, but that was the first match.
They're going to get them tonight.
I think so. Get them back at home, and they got the Brouhahas tonight. That's what we used to call them. And my dad was a principal over at Fargo South for many years. We called them the Brouhahas. But they'll be coming to town tonight, 7 o'clock. Highliners against St. Mary's after that big win against Jamestown here the other night. 10-9 winners against Jamestown, ruining their homecoming game.
That had to be one of the biggest football wins in a few years.
It's been probably since they beat them 2 years ago, when right after they were state champs. They beat them 34-6 here in Valley City on homecoming for the Highliners.
Okay.
So that's what's going on for the local guys. Cross country, they've got one more meet, and then they got their EDC up in Grand Forks.
Okay,
they've got one more meet to go before they start their postseason.
VCSU,
they are again on the road to Dickinson State. Golf is on a little bit of a hiatus. I think they might have one more tournament before they take a break for the winter months.
And then they combine the two seasons, right?
Yep, they had their fall season, and then they'll have their spring season starting in April. Cross country is wrapping things up for their fall portion. Volleyball is they're on the road twice this week. They've got Bellevue and Waldorf on the road. Not Waldorf. They're not in the conference anymore. But Bellevue Wednesday night is coming up next for Valley City. I think they're ranked too. I think they're getting votes in the polls.
And the Minnesota Vikings are for real? You think they're for real?
I think so.
Okay.
That defense, that's what's doing it for them right now. That defense is phenomenal.
Yeah. Beating Green Bay in Green Bay. Good thing you play Green Bay this time of the year instead of December.
Right.
Yeah. Twins are done. Didn't make
it. So is Rocco Baldelli.
Well, they say his job is safe.
Here's what the reasoning for that is.
What
all
is
the injuries.
Reason? Oh.
But you know what? A good manager works around those injuries and is still able to put together, they were winning team, quote-unquote winning team, because they won more than they lost.
Well, and let a starting pitcher finish the job.
Yeah.
In a game. Let him finish.
Pete Mackey might be out of a job. They're pitching coach.
Okay. Timberwolves, they trade Carl Anthony Towns to the Knicks.
A surprise and not a big deal. I mean, they've got a lot of talent on that team. I know he was a big part of it, but that's Anthony Edwards' team now.
And I think we got another guard.
We did.
A shooting guard.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and a draft pick down the road.
Yeah, got a draft pick through the Pistons because it was kind of a three-way go around there.
Okay. We're going to move on this day in sports. Ooh. This is kind of a big day for North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
1961, Yankee outfielder Roger Maris becomes MLB's all-time season home run leader when he passes Babe Ruth's mark with a number 61 off Boston rookie Tracy Stallard. 1-0 win at Yankee Stadium. And you know they were kind of booing him at that time?
Yep, they booed him.
Because it beat Babe Ruth's record. Yep. That was too bad. 1967, Richard Petty continues his phenomenal NASCAR winning streak by taking the Wilkes 400 at North Wilkesboro Speedway, 10th consecutive victory.
King Richard.
In 1975, the Thrilla in Manila. Oh, yes. Muhammad Ali stops Joe Frazier in 14 rounds in the Philippines to retain his title. Mm. 1969, this is kind of, oh no, 1989. Mm. Major League Baseball batting titles are decided on the final day of the regular season. American League Kirby Puckett goes 2-for-5, edges Carney Lansford 339-336. And in the National League, Tony Gwynn's 3-for-4 beats Will Clark 336-333.
And speaking of batting titles, not to sidetrack you, but how about Luis Arraez? Three consecutive batting titles with three different teams. The Twins 2 years ago, last year the Marlins, this year the Padres.
And we let them go.
1997,
T-Wolves NBA forward Kevin Garnett, just 2 years out of high school, signs a contract, six-year, $123 million contract extension.
Farragut Academy out of Chicago, I believe, was where he was played.
Yeah. Birthdays today, we have a couple of twins, ex-twins. Mm-hmm. Rod Carew is 78 today.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Got his name. His name is Rodney Klein Carew. And the way he got his name, he's from the Bahamas, mm-hmm. is that was the name of the doctor that delivered him
really
on the subway in New York. Is when his mom went into labor, and it was Dr. Rodney Klein was the name of the gentleman that delivered him.
Did he or Tony Oliva marry a young lady from South Dakota? Was it Rod Carew?
It might have been Rod.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Another birthday, born on this day, 1955, Jeff Reardon.
Ah, another good twin.
Reliever for the Twins in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark McGwire is 60 today. And we won't talk about that.
We're not going to talk
about that.
Okay. Speaking of cheaters.
We lost one.
Yep, we did.
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose passed away.
Yeah. Yesterday, yep. Yeah.
83, I believe he was. I want to say.
83 was right. 83 years old. And we just had a birthday for him here not too long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
A couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And one of the highwaymen, Chris Christopherson, also passed away over the weekend.
Well, they happened in threes.
Yeah.
So careful when you cross the street, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. Died in Maui.
Maui.
Did all right for himself.
Yeah.
One of the highwaymen. Wrote a lot of songs.
Mm-hmm.
Weekly Trivia, it's up next. We're going to do a little something different here. It's brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. First of all, last week's question, how many different states have an NFL team? How many states? How many different states have an NFL team? But you want to make a guess on that?
Would you even try?
Is it 20?
23.
23.
23 different states have NFL teams.
Wow.
Just about half. Let's do this week's question. But first, a word from Nodak, Nodak Insurance.
Nodak Insurance. Of course, if you're looking to get all those eggs in one big basket, well, especially if you need those eggs insured, you get a hold of Chris Quilvang over Nodak Insurance Company. You protect your home, vehicles, business, collectibles, whatever you want. Chris Quilvang is the agent with answers. Give him a call at 845-2912.
I wonder if sports teams take out insurance policies.
On players? They do.
On games.
On games? Okay, Pete.
No, maybe not. Okay. Oh, boy. Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, give him a call. This week's question, because Halloween is this month, so we're stepping out of the box a little bit.
I like.
Okay, what was the name of the band? What was the name of the band in the song The Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett? Don't answer it yet.
Which actually came out the year you graduated from high school, 1962, if memory serves.
And I was in the Army.
He was in the Army.
You were in the Army by then, in October. Yeah,
I'm in the Army.
In the Army.
I'm in the Army now.
I'm in the Army now.
Okay, that's our question. And just think about that. You might have to Google it.
Yep, I didn't have to, but that's what happens when you're in radio for 40 years. Right?
And that leads to our words of wisdom.
Ooh.
Listen to music.
Listen to music.
Listen to music. It's not a bad gig.
No.
Listen to music.
What do they say? Music soothes the savage beast?
That and much, much more.
Yeah.
It is Rocktober.
It is.
Rock on. That'll do it for Toast and Jam this week, brought to you by our fine sponsors, North Dakota Army National Guard and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Remember to get your picks in for the Pick 6 football contest.
Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, toastandjam.com. And, of course, on our website, you can find us there as well.
Yeah, I know that Butch has a friend out in California. He's going to be checking up on Butch to see if he is really on this podcast.
Now they're going to want autographs.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Want to thank our guest again, Butch Flath, and thanks for your service, Butch. And our executive producer, Eric Kringley, from the 1047 Studios, Toast and Jam, saying bye-bye for now. Have an awesome week.